This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Last week we began the Nanuim, the Makor for Nanuim, the two parts of Nanuim, the Nanuim that you do b'shas the Bracha, and the Nanuim that you do b'shas Halal, the Raisa, the Rabbanon, one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. This week we're going to focus, Be'ez Hashem, more on the actual Nanuim, the directions, what position a person should be standing while he shakes, and what positions should a Dalet Minim be while shaking. The Mishnah of the Flamet Zayin Amad Beis, the Mishnah says, V'heichan hoyu menanen, where do you shake? The Mishnah says, what parts of Halal do you shake? The Gemara says, what's the makor about shaking? So the Gemara says, Tanan Hasam, by the carbon of Shtei Alechem, when they were Moilech Umevi, and they were Moilech Umevi, they went up and they went back. Shtei Alechem, Hayu Moilech Umevi, they went frontwards and they went back. Mailu Moirit, they used to bring it up and they brought it down. The reason for the bad Ruches. That's what the Gemara says, Moilech front and bring it back, and up and down. So the Gemara says, Omar Rava, V'chein belulav. Lulav, you do the same thing. When you shake the lulav, you're supposed to be moilach umevi, go to the front, moilach and maybe bring it back. Mailu moirid. That's what the Gemara says. He's actually a machlekes rishonim. If moilach umevi is literally by dalet minim, you only go to the front and to the back, or you go to all four sides. Lamaisa, like the Gemara says, you know why you moilach umevi libishadal ruchay shaloi. That's why we go to the four sides, because the Eibush is the one to all four sides. So we go all four sides. But that's what the Gemara says, V'chein linyan lulav, that when you take the lulav, you're supposed to be moilech umevi, to the front and bring it back, and then up and down. So really what we have here, just to even to start off, we have two parts. We have one part, which is the moilech umevi, and mailu boirid, the directions that you bring the lulav, up, down, front, back, right, left. That's one part. And then the Lashon HaMishnah is V'heichen Hoye Menana, which is shaking. So we have two things over here. We have the shaking, and we also have the directions you bring the Dalet Minim. The Yerushalmi adds on another part, and the Yerushalmi says, the Nanuim, the shaking, you should shake the Dalet Minim three times. That's the Yerushalmi. B'Yerushalmi, Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi, B'Yerushalmi, Tana, Tzorech L'Nanea Gimel Pa'amim. You have to shake three times. So we have the Moilech Umevi, and then the shaking three times. The Lashon HaYerushalmi is that you're supposed to shake Al Kol Dovar V'Dovar. On each, you shake three times Al Kol Dovar V'Dovar on each thing. Reb Zeira in the Yerushalmi is Mesupek. He's unsure, what does it mean to shake three times Al Kol Dovar V'Dovar on each thing? What's on each thing? To understand what the Safek HaYerushalmi is, these are machlekes, and the machlekes is brought la'alocha machlekes machaber Rama. Again, we have the Gemara says that you moilech umevi, which way you, the directions you bring the Dalet Minim. And then we also have the Lashon HaMishnah, which obviously comes first. The Lashon HaMishnah is Nanuim that you shake. So these two parts over here, and the Yerushalmi says the shaking part is three times. And the Yerushalmi says, Al Kol Dovar V'Dovar, which will be Mesupik. What's Al Kol Dovar V'Dovar? What is Al Kol Dovar three times Al Kol Dovar V'Dovar? These are Machlokes, Machaber, and Ramah. The Machaber learns, Moilech Umevi. Let's focus first just on the bringing, going up front, and bringing it back. The Moilech Umevi, the Machaba learns, you Moilech Umevi one time, which means you bring it to the Mizrach in front of you, and you bring it back once, and you Menaneya, and you shake three times. So how does that work? How do you shake three times if you only go bring it to the front and bring it back once? The Teretz is you don't shake while you're driving, while you go. After being Moilech Umevi, you shake three times. That's how the Machaber learns. You don't shake while you're Moilech Umevi. These two parts of it, these the Moilech Umevi moving the Dalad Minim, and then these are shaking. So the Bachaba learns, you bring out the Dalad Minim and bring it back, and then you shake three times. What's the Suffolk in the Yerushalmi? The Suffolk in the Yerushalmi is called Dava V'Davar. Each part of the Moilech Omevi is at each one part, and therefore you shake, you go out, shake three times, bring it back, shake three times? Or do you Moilech, bring it out and bring it back, and then shake three times? So the Shitas HaMachaber is clearly when you're shaking, you only shake not while you move the Dalad Minim, but after moving. However, the Suffolk in the Yerushalmi is when you bring it out, shake three times, bring it back, shake three times, or one set of three times, bring it out and bring it back and shake three times. That's the Shitas HaMachaber. Just the Lashon HaMachaber, Hananua Shemoylech Yadim Mekenegdi V'Hala. You bring out the Dalad Minim via Nanea Sham Shalosh Pa'amim B'Haylacha. You go out, shake over there. Once you reach the destination out, you shake three times. The Shalosh Pa'amim B'Hava, then when you bring it back, you also shake three times. So the Machaber's Pasuking in the Suffolk of the Yerushalmi, L'chumra, that you shake three times on the way out and three times on the way in. Not on the way, I'm sorry. You go out, shake three times, bring it back, and shake three times. That's the Shitas HaMachaber. The Ramah, however, argues, the Ramah understands differently. And the Ramah learns that it's true that we have two things. We have Moilech Umevi, and also Nanuim, also shaking, which means you move out the Dal Nina, bring it back, and you also shake. However, the Ramah understands the Yerushalmi that the shaking actually takes place while you're Moilech Umevi. While going out, while going in, that's where you shake. That is where the shaking takes place. Very important, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out and explains. Chavetz Chaim's Yahrzeit is today. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out, Chavetz Chaim says that even though the Ramah learns that the shaking takes place while you go out or while you bring back the Dalad Minim, but it doesn't mean that the bringing in and out, that is the shaking. You have to shake while you go in, while you go out. Which means while you're going out, you shake. One shake, but you shake while you move out the Dalad Minim and while you bring it back in. That's the Shitas HaRamah. And the Suffolk Yerushalmi is, what's the Suffolk Yerushalmi I call Dover V'Dover? Again, like the Machaber, we understand you only bring it in and out once, and you shake three times once you're done. The Suffolk is it three times when you go out and three times when you go in? The Ramah learns, what's the Ramah learn? The Ramah learns that you shake while you go in and while you go out. So what's the Suffolk? The Suffolk is, is it, I'll call Dava V'Dava means, do you do three sets of Moilech Umevi? Out, in, out, in, out, in. Three sets. Or do you, each one is counted for one, which means you go out, you go in, and you go out. That's the Suffolk Yerushalmi. Now, obviously, it's going to make a difference for the Nanuim also. Because since the Ramah learns that each part, each going in, going out is also with a shake. So the Suffolk is, do you do 1, 2, 3? Or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? That's the Suffolk in the Yerushalmi. And therefore, let's take a look at the Ramah. V'haylocha v'hava hi atzma hananua ki moilech umevi shalish pa'am l'chol ruach. Which means, while you go in and out, that is the nanua. And like we said before, the Chafetz Chaim says, the Mishnah Berurah, that doesn't just mean that while you go in and out, that is the shaking. You have to make sure to also shake while you're Moilech Umevi. That's the Shitas HaRamah. So just to summarize it, the Machaber learns, pretty clear-cut machlekes, the Machaber learns that you only go in and out one time. We're not knowing like that, at least not B'nai Ashkenaz. You go out and in once, and you shake three times when you're out, three times when you're in. And the Ramah learns you go in and out six times, which means three sets in and out, and you shake while you go. Ba'oifen, if let's say to be yotze both shitas, sometimes you'll see a person that he shakes while he's moving, and when he gets to the place, he also shakes three. So he really wants to be yotze the machab and the rama. But that's the machlokes in general in Nanu. And before we get to where how the person should be, how the dalad minim should be, let's first just understand in the general idea of Nanuim, these shaking and these moilach umevi bringing it, and these are machlokes, how you set that up. One important din, the Taz says, that when you moilach umevi, whatever sheet it is, when you moilach umevi, make sure when you moilach, when you go out, when you're bringing it back, don't just bring it back to your regular position. You have to bring it back up until close to yourself. Even ad halev, because neged halev, or the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, because that's a place where you clapped al chait. But when you bring it back all the way to you, because if not, you're missing a whole part. The moilach umevi, you're going to be moilach and you bring out the dalad minim, and then you bring it back. But if you bring it back to the regular position, you were never maybe you never brought it back. Bringing it back means you have to bring it back all the way to you. So that's the first part, the part b'negeya, the dalad minim, moiluch umevi, and shaking. So we have pretty clear cut. You're supposed to shake the dalad minim and you moiluch umevi. The question is together, separately, but there's clearly two parts to the nanuim. These are shaking part, you shake the dalad minim, and these also to the directions, moiluch umevi, you bring it to the front, to the back, all four sides, l'misha dalad rucha shaloi, the ebishter, l'mayla l'mato, to remember Hashem.
Are you really supposed to, like, every single direction you go in, you're supposed to have three times? In other words, not just to be loyal to maybe, but back out again?
In other words, what Rabbi Shlomi Yosef wants to know, and we're going to get to that soon because we're going to handle all the directions. Moiluch umevi, lefi any shita, not even the Ramah, moiluch umevi is to every direction you go. Vaharaya the Taz, which we just said, what the Taz says is that when you bring it back all the way to you. If moiluch umevi, the definition of moiluch umevi means moiluch to go that way, umevi to bring that way, so when you do the nanuim, you could go out, bring it back to your regular position, and then when you get to going to the back, then you'll go over there. That will be the moiluch umevi. It seems clearly, I was talking about Masupik, but it seems clearly from the Taz and other poiskim, that there's a moiluch umevi, the din of moiluch umevi, to go and bring back is to every position. And we'll get to that shortly a little bit more in the directions.
I'm saying like this, for one, two, three, the one sheet that you said. In other words, you have to go
this
and then this again, according to Rambam?
The Rambam's Safik, not the Rambam's Safik, the Yerushalmi's Safik, what you just said, how you do it, is, do you do it moilach, umevi, umoilach, or you have to do it, one second, machabe the Rambam, one second. Yeah, the Rambam. Are you moilach in the Rambam? Do you bring it out, bring it back, and bring it out? Or, and then each one is a nanua also, or you have to do each set three times, which means you go out, in, one, out, in, two, out, in, three. That's the suffix how Rambam understands in the Yerushalmi, and therefore, we say Lamaisi, you do it three times the whole set. So you ask, you go out, in, out, that would be one side of the Yerushalmi. The other side is you go out, in, out, in, out, in, three times. So machleik is machaber Rama. There's no.
How about for ma'aser that we the Ashkenaz that we do that nanuim while we're doing the moiluch umevi? Are we in every direction, right? But let's put every you're going to do every direction. Each direction you're going to be moiluch umevi and then moiluch again.
Not only that, you're going to do more. In each direction, you're going to do six parts, which means moiluch three times, or maybe three times to every direction. You're going to go in the front of you, moiluch, or maybe three times.
What you could be asking is if you're doing it nine times. Each moiluch, or maybe is a set of three, then you could be doing it to go sheet at the end of doing nine.
If you want to be yaitza all the
sheet. And three times three.
What do you mean? No. There's no shita to do both, even in the Safak. Yeah, even in the Ramah, if you want to do maybe the Ramah and the Machaber together, maybe you'll have more shakings. But in the Moilichu maybe, that's very clear. Either you do 1.5 times, which is 3, 1 back and 1. That's, let's call it 3. Or you do 6, which means out and out and out in. That's 6. He's for sure not more than 6. And this Moilichu maybe you do to all, every direction, you do 3 sets of Moilichu maybe. Now let's move on now to the directions of the Dalad Minim. I'm sorry, the directions of the Nanuim. What way do you do it? So the Gemara says, we said before, Moilich Umevi, Mailu Moirid. Moilich, you go front, Umevi, and bring it back, Mailu Moirid, and then afterwards up and down. So the Shulchan Aruch says, what direction, how do you do it? And this is something important to know, these two Ikerman Hagam and Klal Yisrael. The Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud says, Yaakov Derech Yemin, which means if you start Moilach, you go out in front of you, like the Gemara says, Moilach, you start like by Tnufa, you go out in front of you. So if you go out in front, the first you start to the Mizrach, out. Then these Alocha, the Gemara says in Yuma, Kol Poinish Ata Poinish Shabili Yemin. Whenever you turn, you should go to the right. So if you make a cheshbon, you go out first straight to the Mizrach. And by the way, the Poskim say the Mizrach is Lav Dafka. If you're, it's not Mizrach, you're in Miron of Yerushalayim. Whatever direction you're facing, you go towards the Beis HaMikdash. You're going that direction, you're going Mizrach for us, and then you start going to the right. So you go to Dorim, Moilichu Mevi, Machaber Ramah, then you go to the back, which is Myrith, and then afterwards you go right, keep on going right, you end up at Tzafan, like a circle. After you do that, because you did the Moilichu Mevi, then afterwards you go up and down, like the Gemara says, Mailu Moirid. That's the Minig B'nei Ashkenaz, like the Shulchan Aruch.
It's another one.
Are you physically turning your body?
We're going to get to that in a minute. That's the next part. That's the next part, is about how the person should be positioned. Very good. Yitzi, excellent. Very good. Thank you for asking, because we're going to lead right into that. But in the direction of the Dalad Minim, what direction? The Shulchan Aruch says Mizrach, and then you keep on going around. Lamaisa, and then you do up and down. That's last. Lamaisa, a lot of Udav and Nusach Svard are Noyeg Alpi Darizal, which is Alpi Kabbalah. The direction of Darizal is not like we explained. You start Mizrach, you go like a circle, and then up and down. Darizal says you go right, left, front, up, down, and back. Alpi Kabbalah, again, right, left, front, up, down, and then to the back. So we have a general machloikis, a general two ways how to do the Nanuim. Either in what directions to do Nanuim. Now we're going to discuss, like Itzi brought up already, what's the way the person should be positioned? How does a person stand when he hits these directions? Does he turn a little bit? The Mishnah Berurah says, this is the Lashon HaMishnah Berurah, Sifkaten Mem Zayin, Aval Ein Tzorach Lahapach Ponav Latzad Shemen Aneya. Let's say you're going to the side, you don't have to turn your face this way, you could stand regular to Mizrach. Let's say the Ashkenaz at the Shulchan Aruch says you go first Moilich, maybe this way, then you give a turn this way, you don't even have to turn your face, you just go turn with the Dalad Minim like this. Now, before we get to the next thing, we're gonna, the last part is gonna be what way the Dalad Minim should be positioned. But let's first focus on the person, how the person should stand while he's doing the different directions, while he's shaking and Moilichu maybe the different directions. When he goes to the side, says the Mishnah Berurah, you don't even have to mahapach panav. You face this way, you go like this, go like this, go to the back. You don't have to, no turnings, anything. However, the Kaf HaChaim, among others, say that you should, yesh linoig, to turn your face to the direction that you're shaking. I'm not exactly sure when you go to the back, how you turn, maybe turn a little bit, Because he says lahapach panav.
He says specifically al ksefa because it over.
Right, because that's right. That would.
Yeah,
that would be very good, Morty. Very good. That would be al ksefa would actually be that you don't turn at all, like we just saw how the Mishnah Berurah explains when he speaks out that you don't turn bachlal. You just move the motions are with the hand. You don't move your head. The kafachayim says you should turn your face. However, turn your face, which I guess a little bit of your body, it means your position towards Mizrach, but you turn your face, a little bit of your body also turns. There are those that have the minhag to actually turn your whole body, and that would actually be easiest when you turn to the back. But that's a third oifen of completely turning. So we have, while you're shaking, either you stay completely the way you are, straight, or you turn, you just turn your head, or you turn completely to all the directions.
Is that 3 minutes worth anywhere?
I'll be honest that I couldn't find it where it's brought. I looked at even the liquid thing, so if anybody has a maramakam where it's brought inside, maybe it's a pikabal. I didn't find it so far. The other ones I said over is a kafachayim. This, I know there are those that are noying like that, that completely turn. I don't have the vial, I don't have a source
when
inside.
You completely turn, you're always shaking in front of you. You're not shaking to the side, you're just turning to the far side. You've been always
shaking. So Yitzi's bringing up a point that a little bit of the downside of turning is that if you're facing the other direction, for you, it's still that same direction. I still think that the answer is, I think, that when you face the other way, you're doing l'dalad ruches ha'olam. So even if you turn, you're facing Mizrach, and then you turn around facing Meir, even though it's the same in front of you, but you're still shaking now to the Meir of sides, so you got all four sides. So that would be the idea. Even if you turn, it's still to all four sides. Now,
let's say the first Mishita, I don't remember the words, but it says you don't have to turn.
It's easy, I wrote down. Aval ain't sarach lahapach ponav latzach ben anea rak yate roishalul. You turn the doubt meaning.
I wonder if it means that you don't have to, but it means you can.
L'chayru, you're right that you could. It just says you don't have to. Because we'll see soon, which we're going to get to now, about the position of the Da'od Mirim over there, what position it should be. There it's more ma'akev. You're right, the Mishnah Berurah says, ain't tzarech, which l'chayru means that you don't have to, but you're allowed to.
If you want copying this at the point,
what'd you say?
If you are copying this at the point, means wherever you turn, you turn to the right. If you're just shaking, then we have to face the copying this at the point. If you're moving around yourself, then you have to know what you mean. But if you're standing in one position, that roof is the meditation to do what you mean.
So you're being more or shy like this. Call pointer shot the pointer to go always to the right. So you're saying, Ramendel, I understand if the person is moving, so then he's called poina. But if it's just a dalad minim, so why is that called poina? I hear the shaila. Maybe you see taka that called poina, the chiddush is, it's not only on the person, it's even on something that you're doing. Lamaisa, the dalad minim, also you're directing to the different ways. If called poina is only a halacha on a person, no, because even if you're not turning your face, you're the dalad minim, you're moving. First you go to the mizrach, then you're moving along. Forget about your hands. The dalad minim, you're moving l'yamin. If it's just set on the person, I hear. And if the person's not moving, that's not l'yamin. But if it's the dalad minim, he's pretty much moved. The dalad minim is pointing l'yamin. Now we'll move along about in regard to the Dalad Minim itself, how to position the Dalad Minim. Now, we're going to first go to up to down. If you go straight, let's say in front of you, we're going to get to that soon about the sides. Let's first start off from the downwards. Up is up, down. So what do you do when you go down? Do you face the lulav down, or you just... You don't face it down. These are machlokes. The Rama and Siv Tes brings a machlokes. Ukeshema'anei lamata. When you're doing the direction down, hoifchay lamata, you put the dalad minim, the lulav, you turn it upside down, and v'yesh medaktigem and say not to do it. The reason why not to turn the dalad minim upside down is for two reasons. One reason it's not derech gedilasai, It's not the way, if it's upside down, it's not the way that it grew. That's one reason. And another reason brought in the Kaf HaChaim is that it's a bezoyin, it's a gnai for the Dalet Minim to be upside down. Which, by the way, that's also a svara used in the Eitzes before you make the bracha. Some say not to do it upside, not to be mahapach because it's a gnai. But that's two reasons why not to take, not when you're shaking downwards, don't shake it downwards upside down. The shitas that the Ramadar argued that he brings that say yes to do it upside down, says the Ramadar that it's called derech gedulasai. Why is it derech gedulasai? Because even though you're holding it upside down, it's the dalad minim are upside down, but while holding the dalad minim, you're holding it the right direction. The lulav is in your hand the right way. The lulav grows like this, so you're holding it derech gedulasai. It happens to just be. You turn it around, but you're still holding it derech gedulasai. Not derech gedulasai means if you take the lulav like this upside down and you hold it, but if you're holding it the right way and you turn it down, that's called derech gedulasai. So that's, we have a machlokes when you shake downwards, should you turn the lulav upside down or not? What's la halacha? La halacha, what do you do? So the Ramah says, v'haminik esvaru rishayna. The minig is like the first svara, not to turn the lulav upside down. That's what the Ramah says. V'aminik esvaru rishayna v'chein nirli ikar, not to turn it upside down. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. The Ramah svaru rishayna is yes to turn it upside down. The Ramah says yes to turn it upside down. Again, the first shita in the Ramah is to turn it upside down. V'nirli ikar to turn it upside down. That's the shita saramah. Meidach the taz. The Derech HaChaim, the Levush, the Chaya Adam, the Mishnah Berurah brings some of them, Lahalacha, say that since there are Shitas that say not to turn the Lulav upside down when you go down, so to be Yotza that Shita also, one should not turn the Lulav upside down, the Dalet Minim upside down. It's also brought, the Aruch HaShulchan brings it, and the Kaf HaChaim, and Shar Kavonis, they bring up Pikabalo, also not to turn it upside down when you go down. So even though the Ramah says venerally ikir, yes to turn it upside down, seemingly from the Paiskim, the Taz, the Levush, Chay Adam, and others, the Mishnah Berurah brings it, one should not turn the lulav upside down, the Dalet Minim. So what should you do? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that you should let the lulav, let it down. Instead of turning it upside down, just lower it down. When you're going to be Moilech Umevi, and when you're going to go down, so just lower the Dalet Minim down and bring it back up. This is so far the position of the Dalet Minim for up and down. Up we don't really have to discuss. Up is pretty simple. You bring it up and bring it back down. That's up. Down, we have a Bachleikis. If down means upside down or down just means to lower it down, that's up and down. Now we're gonna go into the up into the sides, the directions. The Lashon HaRama, yeah.
The shaking, do you do only the first time that you do goes Mizrach in front of you? Or also when you do the other directions, you do the shaking also?
So, very good, you're right. What you're asking, do you shake by every time? Lamaisa, the Poskim say you shake by every time, which means, even though the Yerushalmi that we mentioned, which Moilech Umevi and Sheik would technically be Moilech Umevi, maybe only going forward, but the din is that we're Moilech Umevi by every single direction. So every direction, whether if you go with the Machaber, you go with the Ramah one time back and forth, or three times, or you shake Beshas, or Shaloi Beshas, however you want to go, that's applicable for every single direction. What's about the sides? What do you do when you move to the sides? So the Lashon HaRama is umatin roish alulav l'chol tzad. You put down the lulav when you go to the front. You put it down. Pashtus, you understand that that's how the Matin Moshe understands. When you go out, you put the Dalet Minim like this, or like you asked, in all the directions you go this way, you put it down. That's Matan. Each direction that you go, you Matan, you put it down. The Matan Moshe asks, if Matan means that you put the Dalet Minim down, why is that any different than when we said before that you shouldn't turn it upside down because it's not there. What's about going like this? Is this derech gedulah? So why is this any better? Why, when you go to the sides, going to the sides also should be problematic of derech gedulah? Says the Rama that it's still a little bit derech gedulah. First of all, because you're not. It's not like you're not turning it upside down. It's just like this. That's one. And two, he says, is that if you take a look by the lulavim, when they grow, they actually don't always grow like this. They could grow like this also. That's what the Dark Moshe says. Asks the Bikur Yaakov, first of all, he says, I'm not maskab. I don't agree that this is also called derech gedulasai. Just like if the lulav is upside down, it's not derech gedulasai. This is also not derech gedulasai. Derech gedulasai means the way it grows. It grows like this. So what is the Darkei Moshe saying? That it's fine to have the lulav lay flat. Even laying flat is also not derech gedulasai. And then he asks on what the Darkei Moshe says, that a lulav is allowed to be, a lulav grows to the side, so it's called derech gedulasai. He says, and what are you going to say about the esrig? The esrig actually doesn't grow to the side. So therefore, the Bikur Yaakov learns that matan means, matan doesn't mean flat. Matan is on a tilt. So we have over here on Machloikis, if when you go to the sides, do you go to the sides? Do you go to the side on a flat or it's just on a tilt? That's a Machloikis on the front. Yeah, I'm sorry. All four sides, right? Very good. All the sides that you do, is it? Do you flatten it or just on a tilt? So just to be masaka what we have over here, to sum it up, we had that you shake and you moilechu mevi, and then we said these machlekes in what directions you go, start on the front or go around, or these apiarizal. Then we said these are three-way machlekes, or at least we saw two inside, but these different ways how a person stands. Does he move or just move his head or not move bechlau? And then we spoke about the dalad minim itself, going down, do you turn it upside down? And what into the side? Do you put it flat or on a tilt? Have a good Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.